I want you to take your Bibles tonight if you feel like it and open it up to the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, I want to draw your attention to one verse. I just draw your attention to one verse. Now, I really shouldn't give you any warning whatsoever, but I'm fixing to warn you. Okay? I'm warning you. Oh! I warned you. You wasn't paying attention, was you? I warned you. It's the first word of my text. I don't know what you was waiting on. Oh! Did you know what that little word means? Let me see if I can put it in the English vernacular. You're reading down through a sentence and you come to the end of that sentence and there's a little dot there called a period. You say, oh, nice sentence. And you read on. You're reading down through this sentence and you come to a little mark that's kind of a little exclaiming kind of a little thing that puts a question in your mind. And you say, I'm too tired to worry about that. I'm going to read on. But you're coming down through this little sentence and you come to this mark with a dot at the bottom of it. And you say, I ought to read that verse again, or I ought to read that sentence again, because the author said, I'm not just talking and whistling Dixie to you. I'm just said something that you need to pay close attention to. That's what that little O meant in this text. It's an exclamation at the front of the sentence. Oh! And then he says it. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout with a voice. Or shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Exclamation mark at the front of that, thank you. So I'm going to tell you something in this service right now. I'll go to this one. This one? Batteries? Everything's ready?
Ready?
Ready. Ready. I'm going to tell you something. You listen? See if this sounds familiar. Plain and simple. We come to too many church services with something less than victory on our minds. Now, if you came tonight thinking that Shady Springs 2005 was a holiness fashion show, I'm going to tell you, we ain't going to put the spotlight on none of you. We ain't going to have a runway. We ain't the least bit interested in coming up and keeping up with the style. If you came to Shady 2005 wondering if it's going to be a preacher competition, I got news for you. There's so many guys underneath this tabernacle right now that's a pushing this very service and who shall be pushed in the rest of the services. We've learned out a long, long time ago that when we come into the house of the holy, the last thing that we need is singers trying to outdo singers and preachers trying to outdo preachers. And testifiers trying to outdo testifiers, and hypocrites trying to outdo hypocrites. We done found that out a long, long time ago. If tonight you came into this tabernacle waiting for some kind of overly simplified and ultimately complicated discourse in the Word of God, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave that up to the savage. He knows more Greek than I could ever know. I'm telling you, that guy can get up here behind this pulpit like he did today and take an issue about he being emotional, and before the whole thing is over, make you just wish you could be more emotional than what you really was. But I'm going to tell you something, standing behind this pulpit right now. If you came into this tabernacle, anywhere in this house, with anything less than a victory, I'd like to welcome you tonight to Triumph Tabernacle, because around this place, we ain't had one altar service yet that God couldn't lift you up of what you're in and take you out of what's got a hold of you and put you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'd like to welcome you tonight to Triumph Tabernacle, where there's not one teenager in this house that has to be more addicted to country western music and rock music and some kind of contemporary rot than coming down to this altar, getting a hold of Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I'd like to tell you that there's not one pornographic addict in this church that has to walk out with that same filthy, dirty, rotten kind of spirit that gets a hold of individuals and causes them to lose all modesty in the human family. Not at Triumph Tabernacle. There ain't a devil welcome in this room. There ain't a power of hell welcome inside this house. There's not some kind of satanic overload welcome inside the walls of this place. I'm telling you, we have come into this house with an exclamation mark. Oh! When we come walking through the door. Oh! When the song service started. Oh! When we came into this tabernacle tonight, it wasn't a bunch of whipped Pentecostal pups that forgot how to say hallelujah and shout glory be to God. You are looking at an up-to-date army of a soon-returning king for a church that is not anemic and has not given in to every sin of hell. There's still some good old-fashioned folks that has remembered the one simple plain thing in the text that I read to you tonight, that my people just come into my house, they clap their hands, they shout unto the living God with a voice of triumph, and it gets contagious. There's just something contagious about coming into Triumph Tabernacle. There's just something about it. The first minute that you see somebody coming up with the victory, it makes somebody else say, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. There's just something about coming in to Triumph Tabernacle that says, I believe that it's still working just like it's always worked. I still believe that the day of Pentecost wasn't just some kind of happening that we read about in history. I believe in the Triumph Tabernacle that men and women can be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire and come out of that building speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. I ain't here, brother, sister, in this little service tonight to stand up here behind this desk and woo you and sway you with a gospel that you've heard for the last 50 years. I'm going to stand up here and tell you that there's a God that's in this house tonight who's never seen a cancer that he couldn't cure. He's never seen a marriage that he couldn't put the power back into. He's never seen a church that he couldn't put fire in. He's never seen a preacher that he couldn't rekindle the anointing. I'm going to tell you that we're in this house tonight where there's a God that can do anything. Everybody in this house that believes there's a God in this room right now that can do everything, I want you to raise your hand. Oh! Ain't that better than a ballot? Man, we didn't even have to waste time and hand out the pencils. Ain't that wonderful? We didn't even have to tear a few little pieces of papers up and hand it to you, or you check the voting roster to even see if you qualified to vote. All you had to do on that one was just look at the guy in front of you and say, I believe I'll just take his word for it. But I'm going to tell you, you're listening? Yeah, you're listening. I know what triumph sounds like. I know what it sounds like to get in the house where the saints of God begin to pray for the Lord to have His way. I know what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like a quartet convention. And it sure doesn't sound like a soccer match. It doesn't have any resemblance whatsoever to a football game or a basketball game. The Grand Ole Opry can't compete with it. Hollywood can't compete with it. The charismatic church can't compete with it. I know what triumph sounds like. I'm telling you, they have never recorded out of Nashville a song that can compete with what triumph really, really sounds like. Hey, are you listening to me? You can't compete with it. There ain't a sound like it in the world. It just sounds like the saints of God in one mind, in one accord. It just sounds like saved, Holy Ghost-filled people leaning back inside a house and doing exactly what God's Word told them to do. I know what triumph sounds like. Now listen close. Listen close. Every teenager in this house right now that does not know what triumph sounds like. Number one, I want to apologize to you. I want to apologize to your generation. I want to apologize for the fact that you may have never heard triumph in your home. You may have never heard your mom and dad express any kind of triumph whatsoever. I want to apologize to you teenagers right now. To any of you younger married couples in this room that's never heard triumph and you really don't know what it sounds like, I want to apologize to you. There's been a lot of opportunities for it to happen. I'm not going to blame it on preachers. I'm not going to blame it on teachers. I'm not going to blame it on creatures. I'm just going to blame it on the fact that sometimes we get so busy and we have so many other personal agendas that we don't hardly have time to let God be God and do what He'd like to do in our midst. Sometimes our programs just do not make room for God. Sometimes our camp meetings are just choked full of so many preachers that, well, you've heard us. We can't get around to everybody. We're sorry that we can't sing everybody. We're sorry that we can't preach everybody. I tell you what we really ought to be sorry about. That we try to fill up the time sometimes when there's a God in heaven that says the reason that you have gathered in the place tonight is not to scratch each other's back or pat each other on the shoulder. It's to come into my holy house where I can do anything and everything and you just voted that He's here. I would apologize to all you teenagers. I want to apologize to all you teenagers in this house that has never heard what victory and triumph really sounds like. I want to apologize to you. Now I'm going to do something a little bit strange. I'm not going to be controversial. I refuse to be controversial. Number one, I can't spell it. And number two, I just don't even like the sound of it. I don't like it. But I'm not going to be controversial. But you're going to have to help me. Every teenager in this house that has never heard what triumph really sounds like, I want you to stand up just real quick. Quick. Teenagers in the house that's never heard what triumph sounds like. Hurry. 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 If I'd have said George Jones, some of you would have already been on your feet. If I'd have said George Strait, some of you would have already headed for the gate. If I'd have said Garth Brooks, some of you would have had the right looks. But I'm saying triumph. I'm looking for somebody in this room right now that has never heard what triumph really sounds like in the house of the Lord. Quick. Quick. Somebody. Stand up. Teenager. I'm just looking for a teenager. You don't even have to keep standing. Just up and down. You know, popcorn. In a bag, in a microwave oven. You know, I've heard people testify like that. Pop up, turn white, sit back down, and did nothing. Listen. Listen. Somebody. One teenager. Looking for one teenager. One teenager. One. 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 What are you going to do, Brother Hyde, if nobody stands up? What do you do when you pass the plate and you don't give? We just go on. But I'm telling you something in this room right now. One teenager in this house, all I want you to do in this room is say, I've really never heard what triumph sounds like, and I would like to hear it tonight. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Up and down. Quick. Quick. I know you're here or I wouldn't feel like doing this. I know you're in here. Nobody? Not one. What about one of you backslidden teenagers? I mean, you've got to fit this category right here, because nobody that ever's been around triumph and victory would back out and back up, walk away and slack up, and lose the very glow and the very glory of God. So is there a sinner in the house that would like to jump up real quick and right back down and say, I'd like to hear what triumph sounds like in the tabernacle? Anybody? Huh? Huh? Wow. Ain't got a taker nowhere in the house. Let's try category number two. Is there any married couple sitting in this room that you ain't heard what triumph sounds like in so long that you're now just a church member because you're afraid if you don't go, somebody's going to talk about you? If you don't go, you're afraid somebody. But really and truthfully, it's been so long since you've been in the house of the Lord and felt something that you can't hardly even remember what that time was like. Is there a married couple in here that jump up real quick and say, I'd like to hear what triumph sounds like in the house of God, and you could sit right back down? Anybody? Boy, Brother Hyde, you're just a bombing out here, son. You can't get anybody in this service hardly to admit that they haven't heard triumph in a while. Baby, you know, the truth of the matter is maybe you have. Maybe you have been around it. Maybe it's not a foreign sound to you. Maybe you've just decided that you don't want to be part of it. Maybe you're just in that category of people that don't enjoy having the victory. You know, I think some people would hate to be healed of a gallbladder attack. They wouldn't have anything to testify about next Wednesday night. You know, maybe some people, they really don't want God to put their home back together. What would you talk about? How in the world could you get on the telephone in the morning and tell somebody what a sick, sorry husband you married? Maybe there's some people that wouldn't like to be in a house where there's triumph, because plain and simple, it'll take the spotlight off of you and put it on the power of God and what God can really do. And we've got some folks that would rather have the spotlight on them. I've not even got to my message yet. I'm just wallowing around here in verse number one. But I'm fixing to tell you something. My God, standing behind this pulpit right now, I'm fixing to tell you something. If you have made your way into this tabernacle to hear something profound out of this man, for the past 30 years, the only thing that I really recognize about my preaching is there ain't much profound about me. There ain't much profound about what I know. But there's something extremely profound about what I have, and about what I feel, and about the God that I serve. There's something extremely profound about coming into a tabernacle who has sanctified an entire week. People have come off their jobs and hurried home quick to get to the house of the Lord, to get into the place of the holy. There's something profound about that. There's something profound about this many holiness preachers that's got too many things to do to take a night out to come to camp meeting. But they're here in this tabernacle tonight because there's triumph. Listen close. Pray, sweetheart. Listen close. One of these nights, in one of our services, someplace in the ranks of holiness, there's going to be a visitation of the power of God. He's going to sweep in through the door. And you're not just going to feel some little doodad that makes you feel like you need to come to the altar and pray till you feel better. There's going to be a visitation of God that falls in a tabernacle and delivers you, absolutely sets you free, breaks every chain that you had wrapped about you. If you're sitting in the tabernacle tonight and you're fighting the battle of bitterness, I want to tell you something. There's enough bitter things outside the door of this church to keep you sour and hurt for the rest of your life. But we're in Triumph Tabernacle tonight. And in Triumph Tabernacle, the word bitterness doesn't have a ground. There's no root around here. It's not welcome in the house. You may be sitting in this tabernacle tonight and somebody has severely hurt your feelings. It might have been over your singing. It might have been over your playing. It might have been over the fact that you got, I don't know. There's so many things that hurt so many feelings anymore. It could have been because the chip that's on your shoulder that you've been nurturing and growing ever since you was a teenager has grown and somebody knocked it off. I don't know, but you're in Triumph Tabernacle tonight. And there's not a spirit in this house that can override the glow and the glory of God when He drops down in a place. He's never seen a congregation that He couldn't bless. So you're sitting in this house right now, and you are so discouraged, and you are so tired, and you are so wore out. I got an outline. You're so tired, and you're so worried, and you're so discouraged. It's sitting in the house of the Lord that when we say, let's raise our hands and praise the Lord, you can barely muffle out a yawn. We say, let's just let the Lord have His way. And you glance around from side to side, and you are convinced it's for everybody in this room but you. I'm going to give you some of the best news that you've ever heard in a camp meeting. Tonight, you are in the designated tabernacle that's named Triumph. And in Triumph Tabernacle, the discouraged spirit and that feeling that God can't do it for me has to take flight, because the Holy Ghost of God soars in this atmosphere to do something for somebody who doesn't think it can happen. I'm fixing to show you what triumph sounds like. Now, I don't want you to join me. I want you to join me. I'm just going to do this just for your entertainment. I want you to join me. Not now. Don't you dare join me now. Nope. I just want you to watch. Are you watching? He said, boy, that's the strangest guy I've ever seen. This is my first night to ever go to a camp meeting. It's my first night to ever hear hype. What a night to hear hype. I tell you, I'm not controversial. I could be a little strange around the edges, but I'm not controversial. That's right. Emma, honey, ain't I the sweetest husband that you've ever had? Hang on, I'm on a roll here. Ain't I the best looking husband that you've ever had? You know what I want for Christmas? I'll talk to you about it after church. We'll show you what triumph sounds like in this tabernacle.
Don't join me. Oh, that's wonderful. That air conditioner cut off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to the Lamb. Oh, thank you, power, God.
That's what triumph sounds like. And I'm telling you, if you're a backslider sitting in this house, you don't know what you're missing. If you're a husband and wife sitting in this house right now, and you've got discord and problems in your marriage, you don't know what you're missing. If you are a discouraged person sitting tonight in this tabernacle, you don't know what you're missing. I'm telling you, in Triumph Tabernacle, in this service right here, on this Tuesday night, the next sound you hear could be somebody saying, I have sat in this valley as long as I'm going to sit. And I'm coming out of it tonight. The next sound you hear could be some husband and wife saying, Pentecost is right. Holiness is right. Raising our family under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God is right. Being faithful and backing my pastor is right. And we're not going to live like we're living another night. The next sound you may hear is somebody sitting in this service saying, I'm not interested in his outline. I don't care if he tells me something that I ain't never heard before or thought about before. I'm just interested in the fact that I'm in this tabernacle full of triumph, and I don't have the victory, and I'd like to have the victory before I walk out of this house tonight. I'm not really interested in you remembering my title. I'm not even interested if you remember my text. I'm just interested in you remembering that God hasn't changed. His mind is still the same. His power is still the same. And this generation can have revival if they want it. Don't get excited. And don't get nervous. Man, I believe I can go another night on the same outline because I haven't even got to it yet. But I'm telling you, Brother Hyatt, really, come on now, Bubba. Come on here, man. What about the children of Israel? Can you bring them out? They're already out. I worry about you. So come on, Brother Hyatt, tell us about the Hebrew boys in the fire. Man, tell us about the fire. I'm just worrying about getting you in there. So you can find the fourth man and have a revival among yourself. Come on, Brother Hyde, tell us about killing the giant. You're the guy that's got the giant. Come on, Brother Hyde, tell us about what happened to giant. I'm going to tell you that you are in Triumph Tabernacle tonight in this place. And the next sound you hear very well could be somebody that says, I ain't going to wait on nobody. I'm not going to sit here another minute. I ain't waiting for a song. I don't care if somebody comes to the piano. I don't even care if Brother Hyde finishes whatever he thinks he started. I have decided in this service that tonight's my night to come out of what I am, that what I'm in. And the next thing you hear could be a teenager sitting in the back of this tabernacle saying, if this old-fashioned holiness and the old power of God and the Holy Ghost is for me, and I'm going to have my turn tonight to watch God do something for my generation. Okay, Brother Hyatt, tell us, what do you think we ought to do? Well, tell you the truth. I think somebody sitting in this room right now that needs a good old-fashioned dose of the victory ought to just lean back and say, "Oh, I see now. Oh, I got it figured out now. Oh, I understand now. This service ain't about preachers. This service ain't about the board. This service ain't about how many's here. This service ain't about if Brother Jason came from Missouri. This service is about me not leaving this tabernacle like I came inside." Pray, honey. Pray, honey. The next sound that you hear could be somebody in this tabernacle getting their healing right before your eyes. Brother Hyatt, we're kind of reserved. The next sound you hear could be somebody in this tabernacle getting their healing. The next sound you hear in this tabernacle could be somebody getting the victory over the discouragement that they've been carrying in a knapsack for the last 5 years when they come to the house of God. The next sound you hear could be somebody in this room saying, "I have fought holiness for the last time. I'm going to give it to God tonight. And I'm going to come out with the victory. I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of dodging every time somebody preaches. I'm tired of ducking every time somebody takes a test." The next sound you hear could be somebody in this service that says, "I have come to church my last time with pride in my life. I have come and walked in the house of God like somebody that's afraid they're going to break for the last time. I have come into this service tonight with enough knowledge in God that the triumph and the victory of heaven can just be mine." The next sound you hear very well could be somebody that's fixing to start a revival in this tabernacle that spreads to every church in this fellowship. And next Sunday morning in your churches, there'd be a move of God like you have never experienced before. Don't get impatient. Don't worry, I'm the guy up here with all the responsibility. The next sound you hear could be somebody in this tabernacle that says, "I have been faking it and living this way for as long as I'm going to. And tonight, I am going to get the victory before I walk out of this church." Somebody can get delivered of smoking and get delivered of tobacco products. They can get delivered of a vulgar mind. They can get delivered of vulgar speech. They can get right here in this tabernacle tonight. "Well, I don't believe it can happen in here." Did you believe what Brother Callicott said happened? If you... Just wait another minute or two in the holy presence of God. Just wait another minute or two in the holy presence of God. Oh 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 God. I'm telling you that there's a power inside this room. There is a power inside this house. There is a delivering power inside this house. There is a glorifying power inside this house. There is a setting free power within this house. There is a Holy Ghost giving power within this house. There is a healing power within this house. And I want you to take every little program that you've ever heard about on camp meetings, and I want you to rip it right down the middle. I want you to tear it up and throw it to the side. I'm telling you, I want you to take every preconceived notion that you've ever had about what a service ought to be like and what a preacher ought to sound like and what an altar service ought to look like. I want you to tear it up. Tear it up. And right now, by the power of God, right now, by the power of God, I want somebody in this house that needs the victory to act like it. I want somebody in this house right now that needs deliverance to act like it. I want somebody in this service right now that's lost the fire to act like it. I want somebody in this house right now that knows that your experience in God is as cold as a cucumber. I want you to act like it right now. Somebody sitting in this house that knows that your marriage is just hanging together by the little paper that you signed, that there ain't enough love in your house, and if it wasn't for the kids, it already... I want you to act like it. Right now in this house, you are in a tabernacle that's been ordained as triumph. And somebody in this house that wants to leave different than you came, I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you. Well, Brother Hyatt, what you... I want to hear from... What are you... What you want me to get up? You want me to... Do you want me... I want to hear from you right now. I want to hear from you right now. Somebody in this room. This could be misconstrued. It could be. This could be misconstrued. This could be. But I don't think so. I am so confident. I am so confident that for one time in my life, in my ministry, one time in my life, in my ministry, that I'm in a service where triumph is in every corner. The victory of God is as close as somebody leaning back in this service and taking this Bible at face value and saying, "Oh!" And then doing what he said do. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. We've preached enough of our sermons and had a little diddly wall altar service and run out the door and head for the sandwiches. We've had enough of them kind of. We've had enough of them kind of services. You hear me? We've had enough of them kind of services. We've had enough of them kind of services. I want to draw everybody's attention to somebody right there that's going to walk out of here tonight with the victory. I just want you to draw your attention right there, right there. Right there. Just draw your attention right there, right there. Right there. Right there. Just draw your attention right there. Just draw your attention right there. Just draw your attention right there, right there. Somebody. Somebody. But a brother, I just draw your attention right there to somebody. It's going to leave this house tonight with a victory. Not because I said to. Not because I said to. Because he said to. Not because I told you you ought to. Because he said you ought to. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory be to God. You know, I'm telling you, you could do worse things than pull up there and just lay your hands on her. I wouldn't be surprised if everybody gets close. Don't feel the same dose of that victory. I wouldn't be a bit surprised that the next sound you hear isn't somebody coming out of that seat saying, "I'm going to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm going to get it because God said. God said. If I'll clap my hands and I'll shout to him, he'll give me a night of triumph. Hallelujah to the Lamb." I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the next sound that you hear ain't somebody saying, "I've just been healed by the power of God tonight in this service because I have taken the word of God." Woo! Hallelujah to the Lamb! Well, I'm telling you something, Brother Hart. I don't know about this service at all. I'm telling you something. You go to clapping your hands and worshiping God, and you'll know exactly what it's like to be in a tabernacle full. A tabernacle full of victory and the triumph of God. Woo! I'm telling you, young people back there in that corner, if you shouted the victory at youth camp, woo! The only difference between youth camp and right now is it's a different day on the calendar and it's a different guy behind the pulpit. But that same God of the Holy Ghost is awaiting to hear from you young folks in the corner. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! confess to you, I've got a sermon to preach out of this Bible, if I could ever get to it. But tonight, it just seems like God would like to confirm His Word with many mighty miracles when the saints begin to pray. That's it, young folks. Come down that back wall. Come down that side aisle. Bring your young lives and your energy toward the front of this tabernacle. Hallelujah. Somebody put it on your date book. Circle it on your calendar. It was Tuesday night at Shady Springs. The service was different. The preaching was different. Everything in the house was different. And then God dropped down inside the house. And from the back of the tabernacle to the front, the glory of God was felt between men and women and young people alike. Discouragement took flight. The devil took flight. And everybody in the house was a worshiping God. Woo! If you don't happen to be up around the front, I want you to raise your hands and go to praying for everybody that is. If you've got a son up here, I'd come out of there and come up here by you. If I had a daughter over here praying, I'd come out of there if I was you. If I was a Sunday school teacher and some of my children were up here, I'd come out of there if I was you. Hallelujah! I'm telling you, we've gone to church too much and not left with the victory. You can get the victory tonight! That's it, Jim. You clap them hands, brother. You clap them hands. You clap them hands, boy. Woo! Hallelujah. The next charismatic you run into, you tell them that we're going to take back what they stole from us. You tell them that that old, original holy roller bunch of people, woo, they're going to come back in the house of triumph, and we're going to worship the God that's in our midst. Hallelujah! Woo! Stand around there close. When victory comes over Michelle. Woo! When victory comes over Michelle, everybody in that area can have revival. Woo! Stand around their cross. Woo! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Woo! Tell me how you feel about it now. Tell me what you think about it now, Michelle. Tell me how you feel about it now, boy. What about it, lady? Woo! What do you think about victory? What do you think about triumph? Woo! What do you think about the Holy Ghost? Shy, get Can we have enough of the glory of God in the front of this tabernacle until it spreads to the back? I say, yeah. Can enough saints of God in this house worship until the very God of glory thundereth? I say, yeah. Can we really have a touch of God so strong that conviction can fall in this house and people see their need of an old-fashioned move of God? I say, yeah. Hallelujah. I say, yeah. Well, brother, how would you suggest we do that? I do it by making a joyful noise unto the Lord. I do it by worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Woo! It ain't too late to step out into an aisle. Throw your hands straight up to God and be touched of the Holy Ghost. It ain't too late to move out of your pew. Step out into an aisle and throw your hands up and say, I want to have an old-fashioned touch of God. It ain't too late to have revival. Has anybody been healed yet? Has anybody felt the Holy Ghost yet? Has anybody in this house felt the glory yet? Woo! Has anybody in this room felt victory yet? Has anybody in this service know that you got something now that you didn't have when you came to the door? Woo! That's the way God does it! Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We've had way too many quiet altar services in our past. We've come to the end of way too many messages. Looked at a congregation and said, let's pray. And there wasn't enough conviction or power of God in the place to blow the fuzz off a peach. I'm about ready to change that. I'm about ready to come into His presence with gladness. I'm about ready to come into His courts with praise and thanksgiving. I'm just about ready to come to old-fashioned camp meeting and have a revival where God comes down in the house. Whoa! Don't get hemmed in, Michelle. Don't get hemmed in over there, sis. If you need to break out, you break out. Woo! Don't get hemmed in, saints. Hallelujah! Woo! Oh, hallelujah to God! Everybody in this house, that you got to be clapping your hands and you got to be shouting with the voice of triumph unto the Lord. But I'm telling you, you stand 100% better chance in this service. You stand 100% better chance in this service, shouting unto the Lord with the voice of triumph and clapping your hands in His presence. You stand 100% better chance walking out of here with the Holy Ghost. You stand 100% better chance walking out of here called to preach. You stand 100% better chance walking out of here with your healing. You stand 100% better chance. Hallelujah! Woo! Your Sunday school class has 100% better chance if you worship the Lord tonight. Woo! Exclamation mark! Clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph! Woo! Woo! Smelling incense that rises to the nostrils of God. It makes God look down in this direction and say, my people have gathered together in my name, and they're clapping to my glory, and they're shouting about my war, my righteousness. Their worship is coming up before me. Hallelujah! I shall visit my people! Woo! Hallelujah to God! Oh, that's Him. That's Him. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah to God! I'm still waiting to hear somebody shout out that they've been healed. I'm still waiting to hear somebody shout out that I just got delivered of discouragement. I'm waiting for somebody to shout out that the Holy Ghost just come by and God has given me a brand new touch of glory, and I feel the chains rattling off. I'm still waiting for somebody to shout out. I feel like preaching with a brand new anointing. I feel like singing with a brand new touch. I feel like God has helped